Brother Vic, you can come on up now at this time. When you read their letters, you see at the top of their letters always lyrics of LaBelle's. And as you watched all of the pictures during the Sunday school hour, you saw so many times that Joyce teaches piano, and Brother LaBelle either plays a trombone and he does other choral leading and such as that for the churches there in Mexico. So we're going to get a little sampling of some of their music ministry as well. So Brother Vic, you can sing to us now, please.
Thank you so much. What a joy to hear that trombone being played. Almost makes me want to go home and get my trombone and bring it up here. But, you know, it costs $50 just to bring it up and then $50 to take it back down. That I just don't see the feasibility. In Mexico, we use this as an expression. Codo. That means I'm stingy. I don't want to spend $100 to bring a car and go and take it back down. But anyway, it's a joy to be here with you. How many of you have had problems? You know, the song that I'm going to be singing talks about problems, heartaches. But then there's going to be a day that we will see Jesus. And it's a song that I remember that my uncle used to sing a lot. And it's a song that I really enjoy. And I'm going to do something different today. I want you all to open your hymn books to 568. And the last chorus, you're going to sing with me. Now, when I say that, that means you're going to sing with me. You're not going to sing against me. You're not going to sing ahead of me or behind me. You're going to follow me. Okay, now this is what I do a lot when I'm in music camp or when I'm in churches. And it's to teach you how to follow your song leader. So just be careful. I'm just going to tell you. But we're going to sing the last chorus together. Just so that you know what's happening. It's the first verse, chorus, second verse, third verse, and chorus. But you know, we have a future. But during the time that we're here, we don't have to worry. But until then, we just need to carry on. My heart can sing when I pause to remember a heartache here is but a stepping stone along a trail that's winding always upward. This troubled world is not my final home. But until then, my heart will go on singing. Until then, with joy I'll carry on. Until the day mine eyes behold the city. Until the day God calls me home. This weary world with all its toils and struggles may take its toll of misery and strife. The soul of man is like a waiting falcon. When it's released, it's destined for the skies. The things of earth will dim and lose their value if we recall they're borrowed for a while. And things of earth that cause our hearts to tremble, remember there will only bring us harm. But until then, my heart will go on singing. Until then, with joy
we're just getting a few little details taken care of there. I told him he had 2 hours to preach, so everybody's already eaten, and so there's no need to just feel like you're right back in Mexico. How long would a typical service be in Mexico?
Well, it depends on the churches. When okay. I was in Maranatha, we had an hour for Sunday school, an hour and a half to 2 hours for the Sunday morning service.
See? All right, so I know what I'm talking about. Yeah, so we don't do it that way here, though. What a blessing it was, though, to see the review of his the pictures and the ministry there, and the names that he kept throwing out. You know, you remember them from the letters of the places and the churches, and then you see, oh, okay, there's a church, and okay, there's a group of people, and so what a blessing that was to see the fruitfulness of a ministry. First of all, proving, you know, your worth, so to speak, going and starting a church and pastoring it for many years, now being involved in the seminario there and the institute to teach pastors and going around and being a help then to so many of the churches. Some of the kids were asking Brother LaBelle to sign their Bibles, and he has a little rule that, well, do you have your pastor's signature in your Bible? No. Well, go find your pastor first, and then I'll sign your Bible. So after we dismissed, a couple of kids found me. Oh, you asked the missionary to sign your Bible, because they were asking me to sign their Bible. But one of the names I saw already on the page there was from the Rigneys. And that reminded me, you know, the Rigneys are back in New Zealand, having pastored for many years, started a couple of churches and then pastored them for a while, turned them over to National Men. And now they are out helping, encouraging, building up, assisting the churches there too. Such a needed ministry. I hope that as you saw the pictures, we Americans need to be taught that, what we saw, because we have some stereotypes of people from south of the border. And there you saw churches very active in ministry. You saw churches that are larger than our church, congregations that are larger than our church. You saw people that when they came to a church service, they're dressed like we are dressed, or sometimes better, more dressed up. And so make sure that we don't think America's the only one who's got it on the ball, because America is beginning to fall, the American churches. That is something I have so enjoyed as I have been around the Hispanic churches, is to see they're still holding true. Now, yes, some of them are going into some of the other areas as well. It's all across the world. But I love seeing how those folks, they'll sing out, and whether they can sing or not, they'll sing out. And it's just a blessing being in their services. Because they're there with you. And so hope you folks will be there with our missionary today. Ask the Lord to bless your heart, open up to you some understanding. And here is an extension of First Baptist Church Rochelle down in Mexico. So today we're just getting a little bit of a taste of what is going on there. So Brother Vic, if you'll come, please preach the Word of God to us.
Thank you so much, Pastor. It is a joy to be here with you. Now you can hear me better. A couple things. Thank you so much for your faithfulness in praying for us. It was a joy to be with Keith and Barb last night for more than one reason. They asked us questions that they read in the prayer letters. We've been to several churches that the pastor's wives ask us questions. We thought, don't you ever read the prayer letters? And what a joy to find somebody that's not in the pastorate that would ask us questions that prove that they read the prayer letters. I'll be quite honest with you. We don't like writing prayer letters. But it's a good opportunity to let you know what's happening. Then secondly, thank you for your financial support for the many years that you have supported us. We appreciate that. If it wasn't for the prayers, the money wouldn't help us. But yes, the money helps us, but with your prayers, it does so much more. Now, another thing that I wasn't planning on saying, we knew Brother Basilio Afaro when he was in school. He was 2 years ahead of us at Bob Jones University. We've been to some of his services. He's been to Chapultepec several times. And he's somebody that's not afraid to do things without money. And he has testimonies that can show that he believes that God will help. God will supply. But now, that's not what we're here. We're not here to talk about him. We're not here to talk about other things. We're here to talk about the ministry. But it's a little bit different than I'm going to usually, that normal missionaries, of course, we're not normal. We're just average. But one thing is like the question I asked you. How many of you have had problems? Okay, there's some of you that need to have a message on lying. Because I think all of us have had problems. You don't even want to admit that you have problems. But yes, we have problems. You know, each and every problem that you have, use that to pray for your missionaries. We're just ordinary people. We have the same problems, maybe in a different language. Ah, debo predicar en los dos idiomas, hermana Verónica. ¿Dónde está? ¿No está aquí? Ah, ¿quieren las dos idiomas? Ah, ella dice que sí. Should I preach in both messages? No. That, if I preach in both languages, it's going to take longer than... Okay. Voy a tratar de hacerlo en las dos. Cuando llegue a la una, voy a cambiar a inglés. No, no. I'll try to do it in both of them very briefly because I know one of them doesn't speak much English, and I'll try to do it that way. Pero todos nosotros tenemos problemas. Each and every one of us has problems. Y por causa de esto tenemos que pensar más en Dios. And for that reason, we have to think and put our trust in the Lord. Vean su Biblia, por favor, Marcos capítulo 6. Look at your Bibles in Mark chapter 6. Y en verdad la razón porque hermano Cowan quiere que yo predique así es para ver si yo sé más o menos español. The only reason why he's asking me to preach in Spanish is to see if I know how to talk it. Okay, entonces, ustedes que no conocen muy bien o no saben muy bien español, dile, perfecto. Okay, I don't need to say that in English because I don't want him to know what I just said. Pero vamos a ver aquí. We're going to see here. In this passage, we see the first part. He is rejected in his own town. Vemos en la primera parte de este capítulo que Jesucristo fue rechazado de su propio pueblo. Then we see in verse 7, the mission of the 12. Y luego, versículo 12, la comisión de los 12. We see in verse 14 to 29 the confusion that Herod had about Jesus. Y luego en versículos 14 hasta 29, la confusión que Herodes tuvo acerca de Jesús. After all of this, we come to the feeding of the 5,000. Y después de todo, ahora vemos cuando Jesucristo dio comida a los 5,000. Now, how many of you thought about how many people Jesus actually gave food to? ¿Cuántos de ustedes han pensado de cuántas personas Jesucristo dio comida? Well, they say there was 5,000 men. And of course, if there was 5,000 men, that means that there would be 10,000 women. Y por supuesto, si hubo 5,000 hombres, quiere decir que hubo 10,000 mujeres. And as you know, if there were 10,000 women, there had to be at least 20,000 children. Y si hubo 10,000 mujeres, tenía que tener por lo mínimo 20,000 niños. Which means, if you're good at math, 35,000 people. ¿Qué quiere decir que si está experto en la matemática, que hubo más o menos 35,000 personas? How many of you would like to feed 35,000 people? ¿Cuántos de ustedes le gustaría dar comida a 35,000 personas? Do you think that maybe after feeding 35,000, Jesus and the disciples were tired? ¿Opinan ustedes que después de dar comida a 35,000 personas, que Jesús y los discípulos tuvieron cansancio? We get finally to verse 45. Ahora en versículo 45. Noten lo que dice en versículo 45. No tengo en español, aquí tengo en inglés nada más. Pero dice aquí que Jesús constrained his disciples. Constrains means, in otra palabra, forzó, obligó. a sus discípulos para entrar en la barca. So he pushed them, he forced them to get into la boat. En español dice, e hizo a sus discípulos. He made them get into the boat. Then it says, to go to the other side before unto Bethsaida. Y dice, les hizo para entrar en la barca para llegar al otro lado del mar de Galilea. Ahora, we had the privilege in 2012 to go on a pastor's trip, half price, with to Israel. En 2012, yo mencioné este en las cartas también, que tuvimos el privilegio de ir a Israel. Y cuando llegamos al mar de Galilea, when we arrived at the Sea of Galilee, I couldn't believe how small it was. No pudo creer cuán tan pequeño es el mar de Galilea. I grew up 1 mile from Lake Michigan. Yo crecí a un kilómetro y medio del largo de Michigan. Cerca de Sion, close to Zion. No puedo ver al otro lado a Michigan. From there, you cannot see the other side, the state of Michigan. When you are standing on the seaside, you can see the seashore completely around the Sea of Galilee. Se puede ver todo la orilla del mar de Galilea. It says that it's around 3 to 4 miles wide, about 5 to 6 miles long. And he constrained them, como dice que más o menos 6 a 10 kilómetros ancho, y largo como tal vez hasta 16 kilómetros. He forced them into the ship, and then he said goodbye to the people. Les hizo entrar en la barca y despidió a la gente. Y luego Jesucristo fue a la montaña para orar. And then Jesus went up to the mountains to pray. In verse 47, it says, and when evening was come. Luego dice, en versículo 47, cuando la tarde llegó. Now, that would mean a little bit before 6 o'clock at night, they got in the boat. Quiere decir que un poco antes de a las 6 de la tarde se entraron en la barca. Luego dice que cuando llegaron en medio del mar. Then it says here, the ship was in the midst of the sea. ¿Qué quiere decir en medio? Ustedes que hablan en español, ¿qué quiere decir en medio? No saben. ¿No saben español? Okay, you that don't know Spanish, what does it say? In the midst of the sea, what does midst mean? En la middle, en el centro. Quiere decir que ellos habían remado por, si son 4 millas, 2 millas. Which means that they were rowing the boat for about 2 miles. We can see here that it says that they were in the middle of the sea. Dice que ellos estuvieron en medio. Que nos muestra que no importa para tener la victoria de cómo empezamos. They were in the middle of the sea, and however you begin doesn't mean that you're going to have the victory. The victory depends on how you finish. La victoria es como se termina. Ellos tuvieron que tener la decisión de forzarse para llegar al otro lado. The decision that they had to make was, let's get to the other side. Quiere decir que tenía que hacer decisiones, tenía que resolver problemas, y tenían inquietudes que tenía hacer cuestiones. Which means that they had decisions to make. They had to resolve some problems. And there was questions about what to do. I love verse 48. Me encanta. Versículo 48. And when he saw them toiling in rowing, y viéndoles remar con gran fatiga. We see here, first of all, Jesus saw them. Vemos primeramente que Jesucristo les vio. Do you realize when you're in problems, Jesus sees us? Quiere decir que cuando estamos en contratiempos, problemas, Cristo nos ve. How many times do we feel that Jesus is far away? Doesn't know what's happening, but he sees us. ¿Cuántas veces parece a nosotros que Cristo está lejos, pero Cristo nos ve? ¿Y how did he see them? The word here is toiling. ¿Cómo les vio? La Biblia dice, remando con gran fatiga. How many of you have ever rowed a boat? ¿Cuántos de ustedes han remado una barca? Okay. ¿Es fácil? Is it easy? One time I took the young people in Puebla to row boats. Una vez en Puebla, fuimos para remar en un laguna. So we decided to have a contest. Entonces decidimos que íbamos a tener una competencia. Yo, we decided to have a competition with me en contra de dos o tres jóvenes en dos o tres otros barquitas. The other one's in a different boat. We started. And after 10 minutes, y después de 10 minutos, ninguno de nosotros, none of us, querían remar más. Wanted to keep rowing. We were tired. Y nos fatigamos bastante. But notice here, pero fíjense en este versículo 48, ¿cuánto tiempo estaba remando? ¿Por how long were they rowing the boat? Dice, about the fourth watch of the night. Dice que cerca de la cuatro guardia. Now, in English, it uses the word watch. Por ustedes que no entienden español, la palabra por guardia, or esta palabra que utiliza, vigilia, en inglés es la palabra que nosotros utilizamos por reloj, ¿ok? For watch. Y no está hablando de la máquina que tiene en la mano. It's not talking about the watch that's on your hand. But they had four watchers every night. Tenía cuatro vigilias cada noche. La primera, 6 a 9. The first watch, 6 to 9. The second watch, 9 to 12 midnight. La segunda vigilia, 9 a 12. La tercera, 12 a 3. The third watch, 12 midnight to 3. La cuarta, 3 a 6 en la mañana. The fourth watch, from 3 to 6. It says here about the fourth watch. Dice aquí, cerca de la cuarta vigilia. You that know your math very well means that we are talking about what time. Si ustedes que entienden esto de vigilia, más o menos a qué hora estamos hablando. Alguien, someone? Si la cuarta vigilia empieza a las 3 en la mañana, if the fourth watch begins at 3 o'clock in the morning, we are talking, give or take, from 2 to 3 o'clock. Estamos hablando de más o menos desde las 2 hasta las 3. Ayúdame. ¿Por cuántos minutos estaba remando los 2 millas? Okay, that means that they were rowing. For how long? Si ellos entraron en la barca a las 6 en la tarde, if they entered the boat a little bit before 6 o'clock at night, how long would they have been rowing? Si ellos entraron en la barca a las 6 en la tarde, ¿por cuánto tiempo estaba remando? ¿Ok? 6 a 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 1, 2, casi 9 horas. Almost 9 hours. Now remember, after 10 minutes I was ready to quit. Estaba remando casi 9 horas y después de 10 minutos ya no quería remar más. And they had only gotten 2 miles. Y solamente había llegado 2 millas. Well, dice, con gran fatiga. It says that they were tired, toiling. Have you ever felt defeated? ¿Han sentido fatiga hasta el punto de derrotarse? Have you ever felt like quitting? ¿Han sentido la posibilidad de dejar de hacer las cosas? Ahora, si yo estuviera en una iglesia de niños, now if I was in children's church, at this time I would come down to the children. En este momento yo iba a llegar a los niños a decirle, ahora vamos a pensar que estamos in la barca. We're going to think now that we're in the boat. Okay, ¿cuántos de ustedes están en la barca? How many of you are in the boat? I need to repeat myself. Todos nosotros estamos en la barca. All of us are in the boat. How many of us are in the boat? ¿Cuántos de nosotros estamos en la barca? Okay. ¿Cuál era el problema? A las 12, yo no sé cuándo empezó. How many of you, I don't know for sure if it was at 12 midnight, I don't know when it was, but ellos estaban remando. Llegó contratiempo, vientos, olas. There came problems, waves. Y children, ¿cuántos de ustedes tenían padres? Verónica, no veo tu... Ah, sí, gracias. ¿Cuántos de ustedes han tenido padres? Ah, sí, gracias. How many of you had father, parents? Okay, I hope everyone did, otherwise you were hatched. Okay. ¿Qué pasa cuando hay muchos problemas con las olas? What happens when there's many problems with the waves of problems? La barca empieza a ir por allá. Y por allá, okay? The waves moves the boat left and right, and none of you are in the boat with me. They go to left, and right. Come on, left and right. Recuerden, todos ustedes son niños. Remember, all of you are children now. Pero más que la barca, ¿qué otro problema tenían ellos? More than just rocking back and forth, what other problem did they have? The water. El agua que estaba llegando adentro de la barca. The water that was coming into the boat. I don't know about you, but the water should be outside the boat. No sé acerca de ustedes, pero el agua debe estar afuera, no adentro. Entonces, ¿qué tenía que hacer los discípulos? Because of that, what did the disciples have to do while the boat was going left and right? Bail! Okay, ayúdanos! Come on, ayúdame! No queremos que el agua nos hunda otra vez. Ah, me gusta. Por esa razón, en la barca se... That means I'm sorry, okay? Lo siento mucho, or gracias. Pero otra vez conmigo, with me again, they would go to the left, and then to the right, trying to get all the water out. Okay. When we see this, first of all, we find out he saw them. Primeramente, vemos que Jesucristo les vio. Mientras que ellos tenían fatiga, while they were toiling. Then it says, the last part of this verse, walking upon the water, and word have passed by them. Okay, Josh. Where's Josh? Oh. Okay, I need a young man to come up here in front. Oh, there's another Josh. Oh, and he wasn't going to admit that he was... Don't you like your name? No iba a confesar que yo soy Josh. Quiere decir que no le gusta su nombre, ¿verdad? Vamos a suponer que Josh, or Joshua, o Josué, era Jesús. Vamos a, we're going to think now that Josh is playing Jesus at this time. And it says, while they were toiling all night, y dice, mientras que ellos estaban remando toda la noche, que Jesucristo pasó, that Jesus, that Jesus passed by. That Jesus passed by. Stay right there now. What do you teach your young people about obedience? Oh, it's the youth pastor. Okay. They were rowing. Estuvieron remando. Todos vieron a una fantasma pasando. They all saw a spirit passing by. We find out in Matthew and John that finally they realized it was Jesus. In Mateo y Juan encontramos que por fin entendieron que era Jesús. Pedro dijo, Señor, si eres tú, mándame que yo veo a ti. We find out that in John, Matthew and John, that Peter cried out and said, Jesus, if it's you, command me to come to you. Jesucristo dijo, ven. And Jesus said, come. Many times we criticize Pedro. Muchas veces criticamos a Pedro. Pero esta vez, yo opino que él se portó como nosotros debemos. But this time, I believe, Peter obeyed Jesus like we should. ¿Cuántos de ustedes se iban a salir de la barca para andar hasta Jesús? If we were in Peter's position, how would we get out of the boat? Déjeme mostrarles. Let me show you. Estoy pisando los callos. Am I pinching your toes, stepping on your toes? Now, the Bible says Peter got out of the boat. La Biblia dice que Pedro salió. Y yo creo en mi corazón que él no hizo como tú y yo. Él salió andando. He jumped out of the boat, started walking to Jesus. But you know what the problem was? Él empezó de caminar a Cristo, pero ¿saben el problema? Quitó sus ojos de Jesús y vio a los otros discípulos. He forgot to keep his eyes on Jesus. Looked at the waves, looked at the disciples. Y ustedes que saben la historia saben que él dijo, ¡Sálvame! You that know the story knows he cried out. Jesus said, "Ugh." And Jesus was there and grabbed him and pulled him. Thank you, Josh. Ooh, he finally obeyed me without him. No. Josh, I hope you understand. I do joke around a little bit. Thank you. Dice, para terminar, versículo 51. We're going to finish with verse 51. And he went up unto them into the ship. Y Jesucristo subió a ellos en la barca. You know what your problem is and my problem? ¿Saben el problema suyo y el problema mío? Jesucristo no está con nosotros. Jesus is not in the boat with us. We need to have him in the boat. Tenemos que tenerle en la barca. ¿Y qué pasó cuando él subió en la barca? And what happened when he got into the boat with them? It says, and the wind ceased. Y dice que se calmó el viento. El problema con los discípulos es el mismo problema con nosotros. The problem of the disciples was the same as the problem with us. Noten lo que dice en versículo, la mitad de versículo 51. Y ellos eran maravillados de lo que había pasado. And they were sorely amazed. Fíjense en este. Think of this. Cuando Cristo, cuando Dios hace algo, ¿cómo es nuestra reacción? Think of this. When we see Jesus doing something or God doing something, how do we react? No es posible. It is impossible. Wow. Wow. They had just seen Jesus feed 35,000 people. Acaba de ver 35,000 personas recibir comida. Acaba de ver que él estaba andando sobre el mar. They have just seen him walking on the water. Pedro había dicho, tú eres el Cristo. But they en Nathaniel, en capítulo 1, dijo, tú eres el Cristo. En Nathaniel, in chapter 1 of John's, said, you are the Christ. Did they really believe it? Do you really believe that God is in control? That God can see us? That God is the all-powerful God? ¿Ustedes en verdad creen que Jesús Cristo está en control? ¿Que es el Dios Todopoderoso? Or como los discípulos, or like the disciples, I can't believe that. No puedo creer. Hermanos, ¿dónde nos encontramos nosotros? Where do we have Jesus in our life? Are we on the shore side, the sea shore side, trying to gather all the blessings of what is happening in the past? Estamos en la orilla del mar, pensando en todas las victorias del pasado. Or are we toiling, trying to get somewhere, and we're not having any victory in our life, but we know we're doing what God wants? O estamos en la barca remando para llegar al otro lugar para obedecer a Dios, pero no estamos avanzándonos. Or do we have Jesus in the boat with us? Or tenemos a Cristo en la barca con nosotros. Now I realize this isn't really a salvation message. Yo entiendo que este no fue un mensaje de salvación. Pero las tres situaciones, estamos hablando de ellos que habían creído en Jesucristo como su único Salvador, que ya son cristianos verdaderos. I realize this wasn't a message to the lost. But each one of these three situations, they had to have a salvation experience trusting the Lord Jesus Christ. But how many of us are living in the past victories? Pero cuántos de nosotros estamos viviendo en las victorias pasadas? Or how many of us are living with fatigue, tiredness, wondering what's happening, or cuántos de nosotros estamos remando con fatiga, or how many of us are trusting in the Lord and He's in the boat with us, or cuántos de nosotros tenemos a Cristo en la barca con nosotros y tenemos a Él a nuestro lado. This is the point. We as missionaries, you as Christians. Ese es el punto. Nosotros como misioneros, ustedes como miembros de la primera iglesia baptista de Rochelle. We need Jesus with us. Tenemos que tener a Cristo con nosotros. Are you willing to have Jesus have complete control of your life? ¿Están dispuestos de dar a Cristo todos los reinos de su vida? Pastor, para terminar el servicio como Dios le guía, would you come now and close the service as the Lord leads you?